welcome to Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm your host, Justine. I'm a blogger and YouTuber of Country Girl in a Small and City World. I'm excited that you're here with me on this crazy journey of urban homesteading. I hope you enjoy our episode today and find this information useful and you want to come back for more. So here we go. Now, if you're an urban homesteader who has the luxury of being able to have backyard chickens, the first way to make an income on your urban homestead would be to sell those chicken eggs. A lot of people enjoy getting eggs from local farmers, and purchasing them from an urban homesteader, for a lot of people, they will do that rather than go to the store and pick them up. Even though at the grocery store, you can find eggs for very cheap. I know recently I went to the store and I think they were 89 cents a dozen, which is really, really cheap. But you know what? When you're getting eggs from your neighbor or local farmer who is raising these chickens in the backyard and you know how they were raised and you know that they're getting quality feed and everything like that, you can appreciate that more. And people are willing to spend extra money on organic free-range chicken eggs rather than go to the grocery store and buy a dozen there, which they don't really know kind of the story behind, you know, the process of those chickens. Also, if you're a person who is raising meat chickens in the backyard, you can also sell those chickens as well. So you can sell the eggs, you can sell the meat. Also, I've kind of put in this category as well, if you're growing produce or fruit in your backyard, you know, attend the local farmers market and have a table there and have products available for your neighbors and anybody in the community to buy and have a little story behind it. Like, talk about yourself as an urban homesteader and why you have decided to take this route in your life and the things that you're doing on your urban homesteading farm and why urban homesteading really interests you. The more people that you educate about urban homesteading and the things that you're doing, the more people will get interested in the topic, and then they'll appreciate what you're doing, but then overall they'll appreciate, you know, the urban homesteading community because they realize what we do as urban homesteaders. So the number two way to make an income on your urban homestead would be making items homemade and selling them. So this can be items like candles, jellies, cookies, baked goods, kind of almost goes in the first category a little bit about selling baked goods and stuff, but you have to be careful with that depending upon how you're selling them. Certain states have certain requirements and laws due to be able to sell products like that. So you have to be careful there. It's kind of a gray area. Make sure you do your research and see what you'll have to do to be able to sell products like that. I know there's certain things that you have to have either a license or a permit to do depending upon where you live. So keep an eye on that. But like I said, you can do things like candles and if you crochet or knit or sew or anything like that that you make, and maybe you upcycle items or you make t-shirts or pictures or photo frames and you sell those, that way you are making additional income from those items that you are talented enough to make that people would be interested to buy. There's a big market now for upcycled items and rustic items and recycled items. So if you can find those products and you can upcycle them and make them your own and sell them, you can make a great income from that either at your local flea markets, yard sales. You could sell it online, on Etsy. There's a lot of different ways to be able to sell your homemade products and goods on the internet now and in your community. So that's something to look at as well, is if you have a talent to be able to do things like that, to be able to take that talent and make an income off of it. So the number three way to make an income on your urban homestead. Now this one can kind of get a little gray, a little concerning depending on which direction you go with it. So you can join an MLM or direct sales company. Now I know this is kind of a really kind of hot topic where people argue about it and you kind of have your two sides of it. One side saying that it's a great opportunity that you can do this and make an income and all this different stuff. And then you have the other side that like, oh, it's a pyramid scheme. You know, the people at the top are making the money, the people at the bottom are making nothing, which I'm not really going to put my opinion out there on it. I, at one point in time, was in an MLM and I had a good experience. I worked with great people, had great products, and I had no really negative comments about it. I just got out of it because I had no more time to do it because with my job got crazy and everything happened. So I took a step back from MLM and direct sales because I just did not have the time anymore. So that's why I left. I didn't have any terrible experiences, which there's some people who do. But if you're a person who maybe buys a specific product off a company that's in direct sales or MLM, and you enjoy it. Maybe you buy a lot of essential oils from a company, or you buy a lot of health and wellness products from a company, and you're like, oh, you know what? I spent a lot of my own money from that company. Why don't I start selling it? So find something you're passionate about. Maybe, like I said, you like essential oils, you like purses, you like makeup, whatever it is. That's a great way to make an additional income. There is a lot of successful people out there who work in MLM and direct sales, and it does take time. It does take effort. It's not handed to you. So you have to work hard for it, and you need to really read the fine print. Some companies are better than others. Some are not very good, and the way that they do things is kind of sketchy. Then there's some that are very reputable that have great customer service, that are willing to work with you, that have great products for everyone. So that's a way to make a, you know, additional income, or it's something that, if depending upon the products and how well you're selling and how big your team is growing, you can make that a full-time income. So just a disclaimer too, all of these things that I'm talking about today doesn't mean that they could, you know, take the place of your full-time income. I'm just saying that these are great ideas that can make an additional income for you and maybe eventually lead into that. So I don't want you to think that, oh, if you do this today, like, you're going to be able to quit your job next month. No, I'm not saying that. It could be possible, but I'm being just kind of upfront and saying that these are some great items to make an additional income for you to maybe put towards projects on your urban homestead. So far we've talked about one, selling eggs, produce, fruit at local farmers markets or to your neighbors. Number two, homemade items, making items from scratch and then selling them, no matter what they are, if they're food products, if they're cosmetics, if they're candles, anything in between like that. Number three, an MLM or direct sales company, working for different companies like that. Another thing kind of in that category is looking for freelancing, maybe photography, online, something along that. There's a lot of different opportunities that you can make an income from working online, but you have to really look into it and see what the wages are and everything like that. And that's something you just have to do research on. So number four, if you compost on your urban homestead, like we do the vermicomposting, which means we use worms. So for us, we can take those worms and we can sell them as live bait. So in our area and our city, we are surrounded by various different lakes, popular lakes that people go to all the time. Now, right now we're going into the fall, into the winter, so not going to be as popular for worms and whatnot, even depending if they go ice fishing. But last year in Pennsylvania, the winter was very mild, so the ice fishermen were not happy because the lakes really never froze. So they had never had the opportunity, honestly, besides maybe a couple weeks to go ice fishing, but to utilize those worms because there really wasn't much ice for them to use it. But anyways, so you could sell those worms from your composting to local anglers. Maybe you have some friends that like to fish. Maybe you have a local store that sells hunting, fishing stuff and outdoorsy, and you could take the worms there and they could sell your worms and you can give them some of the profit, and you could take some of the profit, however you could work that out. But selling that for live bait in the summertime, it's a lot of people look for to be able to buy live bait. And I feel like around here, it's getting harder and harder to find places that are selling live bait, and the places that are making too much money off of it because they're charging like an arm and a leg for a dozen of night crawlers. So I have to laugh because my mom, she enjoys going fishing, but she only likes to use night crawlers. She doesn't like to use any other kind of artificial lures or baits or anything like that when she fishes. So my dad will just go out at night, and if he knows he has to catch night crawlers to go fishing the next day, he'll spray the yard down if it didn't rain or if there wasn't any dew on the ground. And then that night he'll go out and he'll catch a bunch of night crawlers because it's a lot cheaper to do that than spend the money that some of these places are charging for night crawlers. So if you have if you're doing the composting and you have the worms, then this is a great opportunity. You could sell those worms to make a profit for, you know, fishermen. If you live anywhere near lakes or ponds or anything like that, it's a great opportunity to make it, because you'd be surprised. Like, if you would advertise that, you might be like, oh, people would think I'm crazy. No, honestly, people would, if you had a great deal and a great price and buying them in bulk, and people are, you know, adamant about buying night crawlers or any kind of worms to be exact, then you can make a good profit off of that. So the fifth way to make an income on your urban homestead is your own online business. Now, back number three, I said about MLM and direct sales. Now, what I mean by your own business is you are the sole owner. So that could be having your own blog because you're making income off your blog, YouTubing, podcasting. So this, I kind of separated it from MLM and direct sales, because those companies, you know, you have your CEO of your company and, you know, you have your leaders and everything like that. Now with this, granted, you know, these companies that you are, like, if you're using Blogger, if you're using YouTube or anything, obviously they get a cut of it too, but you're the sole individual responsible for what you're making. So obviously, if you want to make more blogging, you got to have more blog posts. If you want to make money off podcasts, you got to have more podcasts. So you are responsible kind of for your own paycheck, as we like to say. And that can also include too, maybe starting your own online shop just with your products. So you start your own website from scratch and you start selling products on there. Or you may start some kind of, you know, meditation channel or some business channel, whatever it is that you enjoy to do, that you can make an income off of it. So you being your own boss and figuring out something online that works for you to make an income. So it can be sometimes challenging. I know for myself, you know, my ultimate dream would be to be able to work 100% for myself, leave corporate America, be able to have enough income to obviously pay the bills that we need to, have a little bit extra and be able to leave corporate America so I can really jump more into my urban homesteading and being able to produce more podcasts and, you know, blog posts and YouTubes. But right now, because I work in corporate America, it can be a little bit challenging because I can't dedicate myself 100% to it because I work crazy hours so many days a week. You know, my days off fluctuate. I never know which days I'm going to get off because it depends upon the week. So with that being said, these are the top five items that are great ways to make an additional income on your urban homestead. There's a lot more. These are just the five that I picked out because they're the ones that I saw most frequently. So going back over them, it's number one, if you have chickens, chicken eggs or the chicken meat. If you have produce or fruit, you can go ahead and sell that. Number two, your homemade items. You can sell that online or to your neighbors. Number three, MLM and direct sales. You can get involved in any of those companies. Maybe you buy products from them already and you can get involved in that. Number four, selling live night crawlers or live bait if you're composting. And number five, starting your own online business. So that can be your podcast, blogging, it can be YouTube, whatever else it is. But those are the top five jobs that I think would be a great way to make an additional income at your urban homestead. So I hope everybody's having a fabulous week and I will see you on the next episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the sixth episode of the Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm your host, Justine. Today, we're going to talk about the top five ways to make an income as an urban homesteader. Now, I've been doing a lot of research for the past couple days to see what are the best ways to make an income as a tiny urban homesteader. Now, it can be challenging because being an urban homesteader, you know, we do face some challenges compared to individuals who may homestead on several acres or have a bigger properties to be able to do it. Well, some of us in the urban setting have very limited space. So I wanted to find the most effective and easy ways to make an additional income as an urban homesteader. And I thought this would be a really cool topic to talk about. So I'm going to tell you the top five ways to make an income as an urban homesteader. Now, here's a disclaimer. I can't promise that these ways are going to make you a lot of money, that they're going to make you any money, or that they're going to replace your full-time income. I cannot make that promise. So the disclaimer is basically, you know, it is what you make of it. So if you want to take these ideas and try to make an income with it, kudos to you. But here's my top five best options to make an additional income as an urban homesteader.